Okay, I'd appreciate that if you could.
Junie, do you want to mark that down for me? Just try and track down Harold Winch?
Well, it would be good to try and track him down.
I think the NDP will be able to give you that information rather readily.
Right. But he also must be getting on quite a bit now, I would imagine.
Yep. Yeah.
It would be good to actually have an interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did, when and how did you become involved in the local political scene?
I got involved, we owned a piece of property up at the corner of Imperial and Sussex. And the corporation rezoned my property without notifying me, which made the building non-conforming.
Mm-hmm.
And that annoyed me to the point that I felt that, and there were a number of people that I had known, Charles McSorley and Jim Edwards, Dave Hurd, people that I've known for a long period of time. But I didn't have the right to defend myself, to say, you may be rezoning that whole area, but I have some individual rights as well. That bothered me, and so I joined what was then the Nonpartisans Association. It was so 60, what was it about, Junie?
65, I think.
65 or 6?
In 65, I think, because in 66, the DBA started.
Sure. Yeah, so anyway, I helped them in that campaign. A chap by the name of Charles Welburn. I think he's generally known by the old guard as Mr. Baseball, had been our neighbor. And had done so many things for us, and indeed we had done things for him. But again, was a part of that that very poor time. They lived down the lane, and my dad seemed to know when their birthdays were on, so he'd take down some ice cream for their birthday, and that was well received, you know, they appreciate it because they didn't have anything to buy their kids anything.
Mm-hmm. It may be finished, perhaps that's what happened.
Hmm.
Maybe it didn't click, it didn't shut itself off. Normally it should, you know, switch itself off when it finishes. But maybe, I'm sure it was going around because I did check it.
Yep. But Charlie Welburn would be kind of interesting to do an interview with,
right,
on the baseball side of thing. He lives over at Ehrman, just this side of Sussex.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Welborn. Welburne. Well, I think he might even have his number, do I not, Junie?
What's
Charlie?
Yeah. He was involved in
baseball.
Baseball for many years.
Yeah, South Burnaby Athletic.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You want his number?
Yeah.
Okay, 437-8730.
Yeah, his wife has just gone into a nursing home, and I think he's still sharp enough, but he was a local bailiff as well.
Oh, yeah.
So he has a lot of background and stories to tell.
Right.
One of the other people you might be interested in talking to is Dave Hurd.
H-U-R-D?
Yes.
I've heard his name come up.
Okay, he's a freeman of the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
And used to own the lumber yard at the Gilly and Marine Drive. And do you want to look up Dave Hurd's number there too, Junie?
Yeah, just a sec.
Okay. Again, he served on the council.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the elected parks commissioners when they elected parks commissioners.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be my babysitter. It was a tight community. No, I know he doesn't, but that's okay. In any case, Dave was a really good guy, and he has a really good memory for people and places as well. Some of the other people around, if you're looking for the old guard.
Mm-hmm.
Nora Code would be a good gal to talk to.
Nora Code?
Yeah, C-O-D-E, isn't it?
C-O-D-E, I think. Yeah, I don't think we have.
And she lives on Clinton, mm-hmm. Just before Royal Oak. Yes,
I'm going to use this for you, Bill.
She is the head of this Golden Age Society that I mentioned to you that old Harold Winch helped build. Within the membership there are a few rather interesting people, too. One of them is Ray Weir. Mm-hmm. And he used to run the Woodyard. Mm-hmm. So, and then subsequent to that, the bulldozing business and trucking business.
All right.
But Ray is a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to tell him, I used to hate your guts, Ray. And he'd say, why is that for? And I said, because whenever my mom used to order a quart and a half of inside fur, you used to deliver it, I'd have to split it, pile it, to dry it, to burn in our furnace. I used to hate you.
He's quite a fiddle player.
Yeah. Oh, he's a great fiddle player.
Anyway, did you get this number, Bill, before I go?
Pardon?
Oh, we haven't got it.
What's that?
They've heard.
Oh, it's in my other red book, Jenny.
These people were on council when in the...
Dave, just before me.
So in the sort of mid-60s, I guess, eh?
Yes, and before. Heard. It's H-E-R-D, I'm sorry. Did I say H-U-R-D? H-E-R-D, yeah. Dave and Lil, 2670.
Okay. Maybe if I can just adjust that mic, it's clipped down in. That's.
I'm gonna leave now, so just help yourself.
There we go. Yeah. Okay. The other one, Richie Smith. He is a former Parks Commissioner, Chairman of the Parks. Just moved out of Burnaby to Coquitlam, but his dad, Reg, used to be the superintendent of the two funeral plots in Burnaby.
Oh, yeah.
His dad used to be involved in logging up around that area,
mm-hmm.
of Imperial and Patterson. The other person that might be of interest to is Dougal Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
And Dougal married the Neville girl, mm-hmm. and the two families were quite important. First of all, Patterson was named after the Patterson family,
mm-hmm.
and the Neville family used to run the Jubilee Labor Hall.
Oh, right.
So they were very much involved in the community. Now, they live at Nelson, and where SkyTrain goes through now, on the west side of the street.
Okay.
I was just thinking of other people that may give you a different perspective of what went on in the community. There would be old Doug Drummond. Oh, look, I don't know if I've got Richie Smith's new number here, but they may not be back from Arizona yet, but 939-3334. They live on Bromley in Coquitlam.
He was a former Parks chairman of the Parks Board.
Yes, and his dad was the head of Ocean View Cemetery.
Right. And Dougal Patterson was a local family.
Yes.